This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Alan McDonald is an Oban man who lost his sight over a decade ago and has recently become one of 10 finalists in Lidl's nationwide search for the voice of its new Scottish self-checkouts. He is a sound engineer and volunteers with RNIB and is here today to tell us about his career and the competition so far. Hi Alan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for asking me on. Much appreciated.
So can you talk us through your sight loss journey so far?
It was 2009, and basically, a long story short, was I had cataracts at the age of 14, and thereafter a detached retina detached twice between high school and university when I was 17. And I went to uni. I studied computer engineering at that point down in the University of Paisley, now the West of Scotland Uni. And then I got glaucoma in my inverted commas good eye, and multiple surgeries. I've had 19 surgeries in total. They've done cornea transplants, you name it. Domino effect from the cataracts, though, at the age of 14. One thing led to another, partially sighted at 24. Eventually, the vision went at 30, unfortunately.
And after that, you retrained as a sound engineer. Can you tell us what led you to pursue sound engineering?
It's a strange one, actually. One of my friends spotted it in the local UHI, University of Highlands and Islands. I live in Oban. And he said, this would be ideal for you. And he was thinking about doing it himself. So I had a wee look at it. And I thought, I'll give it a go. But at that point, after losing your sight, you know, you do have to kind of, it's almost like going back to primary one. You have to start learning everything from scratch again. And I'd kind of gone through that process of, you know, learning how to do everything. And I thought, I can give this a go. But I wasn't sure how accessible the course would be, you know, from the technical point of view, and also just in general, you know, could I actually do it? It's been a long time. You know, I was 32, 33 at the time, and I'm trying to remember, I mean, it was a long time since I'd been in full-time education. So it was a shock to the system at first, but it's amazing how quickly you get back into the groove.
Yeah, absolutely. And you now volunteer to help people learn how to use everyday technology, and for you learning these new skills in this new environment, do you remember any helpful software or accessibility tools you used as kind of a trainee sound engineer?
Well, when I first started doing the sound engineering, I, believe it or not, didn't even have an iPhone at that point. I only had an iPod. It was my brother-in-law who tipped me off to the existence of voiceover, and I'm a huge music fan, and so that's how I learned voiceover. And I spoke to Graham Longley, if you know him. He pointed me towards the Apple Vis website, which is very much one that I still read virtually every day. And I found a series of podcasts on how to do voiceover on the Mac by David Woodbridge, who is an Australian. He does some fantastic podcasts as well. And I went through, I think it was 39 of them. And that's how I taught myself how to use the Mac whilst actually I'd already started the college course. So I was kind of chasing my tail a little bit at first because we originally had the Windows computer, but the recording software we used in the uni was Pro Tools. And Pro Tools and JAWS, sadly, they certainly were at that time oil and water. They didn't work. But Pro Tools and VoiceOver, thankfully, played nicely together.
Great. And you moved on from your sound engineer training to become a host at Oban FM. Can you tell us how you got into the radio?
Yes, it's Oban being Oban, it's a small town, and I actually knew the manager at Oban FM. She was in school, she was just a year or two younger than me, and I just had a wee word with her, and I said I'd done the course. And I originally went in just with the idea of doing production. Do you need help recording jingles or adverts or whatever needed done? And she said, yeah, absolutely. So I did that for about 6 months. And she said, you know, I've got a good voice for music, so she said, or good voice for radio, she said, and I love my music. And she said, you'd be great for doing a show, but obviously the studio computer in Oban FM was not set up for a blind person, so there's no chance of me using the mouse and clicking using the computer there the way everybody else does. So we worked out a kind of hybrid system of how I would plug some of my equipment into the desk in the studio. And hopefully, if you listen to Oban FM ever, you would hear that the radio show just sounded like any other, whereas I was spinning a few extra plates than maybe any of the other presenters were, shall we say.
And after learning many new technical skills, as you said, you went from not having a phone to being a sound engineer and being quite tech savvy. You volunteer with RNIB to help other blind and partially sighted people learn some kind of more everyday skills, but also you do specialist support for people who want to gain audio engineering skills. So what do you enjoy most about being able to give that support to people?
I love being able to give that support simply because when I was going back to uni, it was like diving in at the deep end, because that uni course moved whether I moved or not. And I did feel like I was a surfer riding the crest of a wave, and you had to keep just ahead of the game. And if I can speak to someone who knew what I knew now when I was starting, that would have been a godsend. And I have actually helped quite a few people learn how to use VoiceOver on the phone and the Mac. One young lad in particular went back to uni after he lost his sight, and I helped him work his Mac, and he's now finished his uni, got a job, and he's flying. And the good thing about it was, when he was in his final year at uni, the university actually came to him because they said they've got a new student coming up from sixth year at high school who was joining the uni after the summer, and they wanted him to pass on his experiences at the university and whatnot. And that's the bit I love the most, because nobody knows at all when it comes to accessibility, blindness, etc. There's always, always something new to learn from someone. And that, for me, is the key. If you can pass it on, they'll pass it on to the next person, and so on and so forth.
And how did you come across the Lidl competition, and why did you want to lend your voice to the checkouts?
There's actually two things to do with that. The first thing was something very similar came up last summer, and I was away on holiday, and I said I would enter my voice for it, a very similar competition, when I got home, because I wanted to use my microphone and laptop and do a recording properly, because I am a bit of a sound snob, as I called myself, from doing the sound recording course. And but then I got home from holiday last summer and completely forgot, and I was kicking myself, to be honest. But then I was skimming Facebook, and it was earlier this year, late April, early May, I think it was, and it came up as a sponsored link for the Lidl competition. And I thought, oh wow, I really fancy doing that, because I enjoy doing little recordings all the time anyway. And so I dropped everything and I did it there and then, and I entered it, and luckily they seemed to like it.
Amazing. And why would you really like to win?
I'd love to win simply because it'd be a great experience to do it. And as I've already said, I enjoy doing recordings and stuff. So going down to a recording studio, no idea where it would be. I would ask lots of questions of the engineers, because there's always something new to learn there. But in general, I think it's quite prestigious to hear your voice doing something like that. And also, it'd be a great fun experience. And I've had a few messages from a few friends, from various guises. One of my friends said she would shop in Lidl every day if it was my voice. And the boys are having a bit of fun with it as well, as I'm sure you can imagine. So, yeah, I think it would be absolutely great to be able to do it. But fingers crossed, I'm still in the last 10, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes, and people can vote for your voice. So how can people go and show their support and try and make sure you're the one who helps them buy their onions?
Buy their onions, perfect. There's a few ways. There's certain articles across various platforms, various newspapers, Daily Records, whatnot, have shared it. The Open Times have done an article on myself as well, in my hometown. And but if you want to go directly to the link, it's unexpectedscottishvoice.com. And there's a little video on there with Alan Cumming, the famous actor. He was in certain other things, including the X-Men. And the video is quite entertaining, because he has a little fun poke at myself and the other 9 final 10 entrants. And you can vote on that page.
If people want to employ you to do some sound engineering, where's the best place for them to get in touch?
If you want to get in touch with me to do any kind of audio recording or anything like that, it's simply alanmcdonald79@gmail.com. And that's Alan with one L and MAC for McDonald.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Alan McDonald, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and all the best of luck. Hopefully we'll be hearing you in our Lidl self-checkouts.
Thank you. I hope so too.